And as we get ready to start this episode, we want to give a big shout out to the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. We won our first ever Southern Heritage Classic title. Shout out to dear mother. I hated we couldn't be there, but hey, that's the book. Miss Parker, how you doing today?
I'm fine. Let's get to it because you done got on my nerves
today. Don't know why, but hey,
you done
thank
got on
you.
my nerves today.
Thank you all for tuning in once again to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. As I've already previously introduced Ms. Parker, it's Michael, and guess what we're going to talk about today, folks? We're going to talk about the future of the small businesses in this country. It may be just maybe following the world. Right now, we're looking at the state of affairs when it comes to small businesses. Of just small businesses being able to sustain themselves, quote unquote, by themselves. It doesn't look good for them. It doesn't look good right now. It's rough. Am I getting some backup, some help?
Oh, I'm just listening to you talk.
Is it me by myself today?
No, I'm just listening to you talk. You don't know how to talk?
I mean, I try to kid
the whole... Shit, you usually do the first 5 minutes listening to yourself in a damn monologue.
I'm just trying to see what my toes did.
I'm right here. I will interject and chime in when it's time.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll roll with it, folks. You know, basically what we were discussing is, you know, it seems like that small businesses may be on their own. Worse, they may not make it. At this rate, they may just get gobbled up.
Well, that's already kind of what's happening.
Enlighten us on that. Tell us how you see that. Where do you get that from?
I mean, it's just like, yeah, I'll just drop names, Amazon and Shein.
So Amazon basically has just almost monopolized a lot of the business circulation, business transport of commerce goods across many countries. Then Shein is basically just that Chinese competitor.
It is. It's the Asian. Yeah. It's the Asian version. Yes, version of Amazon.
Yeah.
Because they have all the goods on there too. I mean, you can go to Amazon to get nails. You can go to Shein to get nails. You can go to Amazon to get eyelashes. You can go to Shein and get eyelashes. Hell, you can go to Amazon and get pots and pans. I think you can go to Shein and get them too.
I mean,
I might be making that part.
Oh, you might not be. But I think what the biggest issue for the small business in the United States is that the United States, y'all remember they used to have this term, made in America. That's been long gone.
But I mean, even with like those two huge conglomerates, is that even appropriate?
Yeah, but I mean, Walmart right there with them.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, with those two, they have all these individual sellers, right? You go on there with the promise of being more visible. And that's what every like business hopes for. Visibility. You want to increase visibility. Increased visibility means increased traffic. Increased traffic means increased sales.
Yeah.
Increased sales means increased revenue, and then you get to start all over again.
But that goes back to something we talked about in other episodes. Are the numbers a lie?
Well, I mean, that's true, but that's when you're looking like at your own traction, your own analytics.
Yeah.
You're looking at those. Is it a bite on there? But when you over there and you're looking at, and you're going to Amazon with the promise of increased visibility, you see, you sit on your bed, you know, or at your desk or in your car, and you scroll through Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see all of these sellers, right?
Hundreds of thousands.
So you're seeing their products. So you're like, shoot, I can get on here too.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens? You get on there and you get buried.
And there have been what? There have been lawsuits filed by companies.
Yeah.
You know, against those companies that promised them a better way.
Yeah. But I mean, you go to those platforms because you're trying to take some of the burden off of you.
Yes.
Of trying to SEO stuff and pay for ads and do all of this posting. You go in there and you hope they're searching what you've already SEO'd. And you hope you come up in one of the first 5 pages.
Man.
So it's going to be hard.
What's that? It's always that line that we get in the emails. We can get you on the first page of Google.
That's a lie.
No, you can't.
That's a lie.
You want to know why I can't get on the first page of Google? Because there are over 4,000 companies that spend over $1 billion dollars in ads.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah, absolutely.
They spend over $1 billion. I mean, I heard the other day that AT&T spent $15 billion last year in ads.
Well, shoot, they need to discount my cell phone.
How do you beat
free
that?
Internet. Give me the free internet.
But they spent $15 billion just to get heard or seen in front of other people.
Yeah. And unfortunately, for the most part, the small businesses, you know, they don't have that $15 billion bottom line to be able to constantly dip into and say, I want to increase my marketing. Because that visibility ain't nothing but marketing.
And, you know, like I said, we've talked about our family's histories of being a small business owners and things like that. But the issue was for them, not the issue, the good thing was for them that the local community
supported. Yeah. And you didn't have to get on social media. You were trying to cast your net for your like radial immediately, you know, immediate surrounding area.
People within an easy driving distance.
10 miles, 15 miles, 20 miles, word of mouth now. You know, people from 30, 40 miles are coming. Now we're trying to cast our net to get people, 4,000 miles away? Because you need those customers to sustain.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Arkansas and we've shipped into like 20 some states in the continental United States. You know, hadn't had anybody order anything from Alaska or Hawaii. But I mean, you know, when you think about it, that's a long radius for a small business.
Right.
You know, I mean, people think, oh man, y'all should be able to ship overseas. I'm going to tell y'all one of the biggest things. Overseas folks want my name.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You heard what I said. They want the name.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want us. They want the name.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to deal with that type of stuff.
Yep. A whole nother like.
And that's something that also plagues small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, we want to take your business, not do business with you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they want to steal. Steal your identity. That's don't want to say it like it is.
That's the American way to just steal shit.
Get it. That's all I got for you. Stealing.
And so when we're looking at, you know, like I said, we're focusing on what will small business America look like in 30 or 40 years from now? Right now, it don't look like there will be a small business America.
It looks scary.
The middle class America that has supposedly fed this country from its inception.
Well, hold on. It doesn't look like there's a small business America that'll be able to sustain on its own. It'll keep its 100% independence, right? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they won't. Okay. They won't be able to function without a handout.
Without going to a larger platform and being buried 5+ pages down. And now you're having the same issue that you had when you were independent.
Or a major corporation saying, we're going to buy you, but we're going to let you all stay in as the quote-unquote face.
Right.
But we're going to run things behind you. And listen, we're going to give you a certain percentage. Y'all just do what we need y'all to do.
Right.
And we'll be all good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then it's no longer your business.
It's not. It's not. Yeah. It's not. Your stamp. Isn't there, right?
Your partnership turned into a takeover.
A coup.
Yeah.
A coup.
Listen, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I just saw the other day where the CEO from Ben and Jerry, the original Jerry, I guess, Jerry said he was out.
Oh.
He said that my company that I founded so many years ago is not being the company on which I wanted to stand for.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm out.
I'm gone.
Like,
That's
Hold on,
crazy.
player. This got your
Right,
foot
right,
on it.
right, right, right.
So what really happened? Did they sell away enough of Ben and Jerry behind the scenes? And guess what
Right.
happened? Other folks started calling in shots. You just a figurehead.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just like
Absolutely. They're no longer silent.
It's
No
like
longer
politics.
silent.
Politics. The president doesn't really run the country. I may think he does. No, no.
Yeah, he just bump his gun.
He just got his cronies that got the power and they figured out how to take over everything.
Bumping his gun.
Yeah. So at that point, once you learn how to fix the game in your favor,
yeah.
What do I need you for?
My man, you need to learn how to play the game. Something I've been working on, right? Maybe I'm telling on myself. I've been working on it.
Let's roll what you just said.
I might have got myself in a mess.
When we talk about access to capital, that's playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about diversifying your business, that's playing the game.
It is.
When we talk about finding the loopholes that help you, that's playing the game.
Yeah, it is.
We refuse to play the game.
Yeah.
That's why the game has left some of us.
Mm-hmm.
Or when it comes to the educational system, they don't teach you the
game. See, now you're talking. See, now you're cooking with Crisco.
Fry me up. Say, fry me up.
Double batter. That's the biggest issue. Just like not having access to resources, you're not even provided the education to know your ass ain't got access to the resources. You think what you can come up with is gonna make it do what it do? It's not. It ain't enough. It ain't deep enough. You know what I'm saying?
That's why me and Ms. Parker get on here every week, and sometimes y'all may think it's nonsense.
Hell, it feels, I'm sorry, I'm just reading. Sometimes it feels like nonsense.
But it's also education.
It is.
Education ain't sexy.
No, it's not.
Education is rough.
It is.
It's thought-provoking.
Should be. It should be thought-provoking.
You can only learn if you invoke vote.
That's right. It should be a checks and balance system.
It should stir the fucking...
It does. It should. It will. I like to stir the pot. Not in a messy way.
Shit. What you... Business is not clean.
I mean, like, see, Nancy. Hold on now.
Business is not clean.
Let me close the loop as a phrase I've learned, okay? While these people out here playing the games, and I'm looking at them like, they don't even know what they're talking about. I'm going to close the loop.
Yeah.
When I mean stir the pot. This kind of goes back to some other episodes about the whole hater situation, right?
Oh, last week's episode, 171.
Could have been last week, maybe the week before and the week before that, too.
169.
It's a recurring topic, right? He said 169.
Come on through.
But stirring the pot, not in the context of being messy, creating havoc and confusion, right? Stirring the pot to get your ass to think differently.
Yes. We have a shirt that says that. And you can always come by www.watchfold4thehook.com. Get that shirt that says, think about things differently.
I just wanted to make sure I clarify that context. Not stirring the pot messy like you bumping your guns with your friends.
Yeah.
But stirring the pot, what'd he say? Let's make some good trouble.
Yes. Shout out to R.I.P. though.
Yeah, it's a good trouble. It's a good
trouble.
Yeah, it's a good trouble.
But this has also been that thing. We've been on this entrepreneur journey. I say probably what over seven. Are we hitting by year seven, six, seven now? Yeah. Running to seven.
So I had to think about it.
Because if you're 19, 25, you're running to six.
Yeah,
you're about to run to seven. It's been messy at times.
It's been very messy.
It's been hard.
I'm pretty sure we have some more messy to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing that you have to put a fight up for
right.
will come out clean.
Why do you sound like my mama? If it ain't worth fighting for, it's probably not worth having. I'm like, Mom, I want it to be easy. She's like, then everybody would have it. Everybody would do it. Like, what are you talking about? So they're like, oh, yeah, you're right.
We discussed this American dream nightmare for God knows how long.
American dream nightmare.
Because people think it's just gonna come so simple. I want the house, the cat, the dogs, and the kids, and the nice car. That shit fucking cold.
It's some sacrifices somewhere. Now, the sacrifices or the sacrificial lamb may be either A or B, but it's some sacrifices somewhere.
Hey.
Oh my God, I already know you're gonna say.
I'm recording right now in the air out. Fuck you mean, air out. Y'all hear that? She like, damn, this motherfucker told our business.
Well, I mean, it's an AC unit.
Yeah, the parts ain't out of my hand. I mean,
the lights ain't off. It's
the unit ain't even a year, like a little over a year.
Yeah, maybe. But
the ink still wet on the motherfucker. Yeah. It's been down like 3 times.
Yeah, brand new.
Those are hooks.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, the lights ain't off. Shit. No. The whatever parts need to come in. And guess why it's so freaking delayed? Because of all this trash that's going on with the political trash, right?
All them tariffs, guys.
Yes. It's not affecting you or impacting you. It's affecting me right now. I'm congested and sounding nasally right now because my unit is out and my part can't come in or haven't come in yet because the shit is stuck under all this other political trash.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Right. I'm just like we're being hit with it. Not necessarily in my job, not necessarily in like a bank account or a check being deposited, but the simple fact. My part's stuck. Okay?
Can't get through customs.
My part's stuck. I don't know if it's stuck at customs.
It's got to come from Canada.
But it's sitting up here. It's backlogged with a freight truck and a this and a that. So, yeah.
Because America is a country of consumers.
Yeah, so
you don't make shit.
If you think all of this stuff that's going on ain't impacting you, I just told you how it's impacting us. I've been sick for a week. Because I need my AC fixed, but we're waiting on the part.
Hey.
And I don't know how much longer we're going to
wait. We call this watch for the hook for a reason.
And then look, light bill still going to be the same.
Oh, that motherfucker better be low.
Listen.
The new unit ain't been on in a week.
They playing.
That motherfucker better go down or me and Energy going to have a conversation. Hey, I got to plug up the street. I'm hard at him.
I'm like, this is crazy. Like, this is absolutely crazy. So, yeah. I think we digressed. And
listen, we have diverted from the subject, but we still on the subject.
Yeah.
The subject is still about, you know, small businesses. Where are they going to be in 20, 30, 40 years? I mean, listen, folks, y'all don't
understand. Buried under a platform because Walmart's doing their commercials now where they're like, oh, y'all, you didn't know we had this? Walmart's got it. You didn't know we had this? Walmart's got it. Let me tell you something. I didn't know Walmart had it, but I knew Amazon had it. So Walmart is like, well, we got to increase our visibility. That's what they did. They went into their very deep pockets, produced a new line of commercials. And now I know Walmart has this and that, in addition to the other 100,000 items that they had.
A lot of people don't realize Walmart, these big stores, Target, Amazon, all those, they probably have and they probably share about over 1 million plus of the same product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the thing. Who supplies them?
Right.
And where does it come from? That is what impacts small businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, let's keep it a buck. Black folks still boycotting Target. It's small black business owners that are still in Target.
Right.
They're being impacted.
Right.
And
right,
some
right.
of them don't have a standalone website like we
right you're absolutely right you are we absolutely right
do. We have a standalone website www.watchforthehook.com. see that's a flex right there. A lot of people don't even realize it's a flex to say we have a standalone site. That's what most small businesses need. A standalone site.
You can still drive your traffic. Yeah.
Partner with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and have some hookups with folks. But at the end of the day, can you stand alone and still reach customer.
Right.
And that is now where most small businesses are. They are standing alone.
Mm-hmm.
That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're standing alone because this is not the little engine that could. We right. talked about that before.
We have. That was way early on.
Yeah.
Concept still the same?
The game has changed.
Right.
That truck, that train.
Yeah, I was like, it's a train.
That big engine has gotten way bigger. But that little engine, I think it has shrunk a little bit.
It probably has. Because now you're tired. You beat down. You with it.
Your access has been denied
mm-hmm.
more than once.
Restricted. Mm-hmm.
You tried to jump on a bigger platform. You got buried.
Nothing.
Your long-time loyal customers have said, all right, man, we helped out enough.
Right.
The new customers, few and far between.
Right.
Now you're looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, ooh, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question that a lot of small businesses have been asking themselves, and probably for quite some time.
Right.
Where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Park, I appreciate you sitting down, letting the people know what the real is.
Mm-hmm.
What good advice, or maybe some hope, or you know, maybe I'm asking you to be Jerry Jones and sell some hope to the people, because that's all he do for the Dallas Cowboy fans. Sell hope. He ain't doing shit else.
Listen,
selling
me. I hope my part come in this week.
Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.